At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Now, we were talking earlier about the referendum and whether in some circumstances it could be a bit of an anti-establishment vote, the Leave vote. Well, there is certainly a kind of a bit of an anti-establishment, anti-politician kind of movement in many areas of the world. And I think one of the others is in America. You just have to look at what's happening with Donald Trump. However, today, his controversial campaign manager has left the job amid rumours that Mr. Trump's campaign is in chaos. So we're going to get the latest now from Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent. Good evening, Simon.
Hello, Clive.
Thanks for joining us. Donald Trump then parting company with his campaign manager. Why is this?
Well, look, this is a surprise, although behind the scenes for the last month or so, it's been apparent that there was a very brutal internecine war going on between Corey Lewandowski, the campaign manager who today has been fired, and another campaign advisor by the name of Paul Manafort, who today has essentially won that battle and has gone on to become Donald Trump's new campaign manager. But all of this is indicative of a real sense of panic and alarm, both inside the Trump campaign and also among Republicans more generally about where this campaign is heading. Internally, there's been a huge dispute underway between Corey Lewandowski, who invented this phrase, let Donald Trump be Donald Trump. Don't try and force him, in other words, to act more presidential, be more responsible about the things that he says on the campaign trail. Let Donald be Donald. And Paul Manafort on the other side, who says, look, you've won the Republican Party's presidential nomination. Now you really need to start demonstrating not just to your grassroots core supporters, but to broader voters from coast to coast that you really do have the credentials and the ability to be a president. And it's been pretty clear that that has been tugging at the heart of the Trump campaign. Donald Trump has not often wanted to listen to the advice of those people who say, look, you've got to rein it in. You've got to control the message that you're putting out on the campaign trail. But we've witnessed in the last few days the result of that, and that is plunging popularity in the opinion polls. He was beating Hillary Clinton in straight matchups a couple of weeks ago. Now he is in free fall, particularly after the things that he said in the aftermath of the Orlando nightclub massacre, his call over the weekend for police to engage in racial profiling when they're engaged in criminal investigations, this sort of very loose talk, and the voters are clearly punishing him for it. And as a result, the Trump campaign has decided to make this change, although whether it ultimately changes very much will depend entirely on the candidate himself and whether Donald Trump does find a way of controlling the things that he says.
So the theory would be then that we're going to see less Donald being Donald and he'll be a little bit more controlled and a bit more presidential.
Well, I think the theory would be that he's going to be told more to do that, although there's not much evidence to suggest that he's going to grab that advice by the horns. I mean, we have had a couple of occasions now where Donald Trump, I think three of them, has made speeches using teleprompters. He used a teleprompter the night that he acknowledged that he was now the presumptive Republican Party's candidate. He used a teleprompter when he made that somewhat curious speech about his foreign policy outlook a couple of weeks ago. He's clearly not comfortable doing it. He doesn't like being tied down and being controlled in terms of what he says. And so over the weekend, again, he was out on the campaign trail speaking extemporaneously, using very loose language when it came to this issue of wouldn't it have been better if revelers in the Orlando nightclub had had access to guns? They could have fired back and stopped the gunman from killing them. Well, even the National Rifle Association, the most most powerful pro-gun group in America, which supports Donald Trump, says, hang on a second, that's actually not our policy. We don't think it's a good idea for people in nightclubs or bars where alcohol is being served to be allowed to have access to weaponry. So it's far from clear that he is going to accept the need to be tied down. If he doesn't, it's only going to raise further concerns within Republican Party circles, and particularly among Republican Party leaders on Capitol Hill, that they have got to find another candidate, and they've got very little time if they're going to engage in
that. Well, that's what I was wondering. Is it possible still that a third candidate, maybe the genuine Republican or something, whatever they call him, might emerge?
Well, I mean, I think, Clive, events are moving very quickly. And if you'd asked me that question 2 weeks ago, I would have said, no, it's much too late. But then over the course of the weekend, Paul Ryan, the most powerful elected Republican here in Washington, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, essentially winked at Republicans and said, if anybody out there thinks they want to try and mount a last-ditch attempt to derail Donald Trump, I'm not going to get in their way. And he's in a powerful position because not only is he Speaker of the House of Representatives, but he's going to be the chairman of the Republican Party's convention in Cleveland in a month. So
how is that technically possible, though, if he's already got the nomination?
It's a very tough road to wander down, but it would require a compromise candidate like, say, former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice or Paul Ryan or someone respected within the Republican Party to come along and say, look, we're not going to get where we need to go with Donald Trump. I'm urging you, Donald Trump delegates at this convention, to abandon him, to back me, to recognize that we are as troubled as we, the Republican Party leadership, believe us to be. And while that's a very, very difficult road to wander down, I'm told that there was a telephone call today to discuss this tactic, and more than 1,000 people apparently called in to this Republican strategic phone conversation to debate the possibilities of moving this idea forward. There's no question it's difficult. There's no question that Donald Trump would have the moral ability to say, look, I went through the primary campaign and I won it, and democratically this is mine. But there's also no question the Republicans are beginning to realize at a national level, at a leadership level, how much trouble they're in.
And the polls show that, do they now?
The polls are clearly showing it. I mean, he's nosedived just in the last 10 days, and we don't know where the floor is for him. In matchups where you say to voters across the country, would you vote for Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump? She now enjoys once again a 6 or 7 point advantage. You could argue that that advantage, based on what's happened, should be even larger. But again, we don't quite know where the floor is for Donald Trump in all of this. He's also got bigger problems than simply the popularity matchup. He's got financial issues. Corporate sponsors who usually bankroll the Republican convention are fleeing from the convention in droves, leaving the party with real questions about how it's going to pay for that 4 or 5 day made-for-TV political festival that we're going to be witnessing in Cleveland. He hasn't put a television advertisement on air anywhere in the United States since he became the presumptive Republican candidate, because he hasn't got the money and he's got to save the cash to use against Hillary Clinton later in the year. So in every way, the popularity is falling, the corporate sponsors are fleeing, the money just doesn't seem to be there. In every way, he's got problems, and unless he can persuade the Republican leadership that he's got solutions to those problems, questions will continue to be asked about whether they shouldn't make some kind of last-ditch attempt to replace him.
Is it possible, then, if this other Republican came in, a more moderate or whatever, a compromise candidate, as you put it, could then Donald Trump sort of wander off and say, well, I'm going to stand anyway, I don't care, I'm going to be an independent, and then their vote would be split anyway?
Yes, and I think the calculation here would be that that's exactly what he would do. He seems like an unlikely figure to say, you know what, I really do like Condoleezza Rice or Paul Ryan, I'll endorse them. I mean, that seems unlikely. But, you know, put yourself in the position of Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, who has endorsed Donald Trump but is clearly an unenthused supporter. You may well be concluding at this point that you've lost the presidency, that you're not going to win in November if Donald Trump's the candidate. But if Donald Trump's the candidate, you may also conclude that you're going to be routed in the congressional elections that take place. Because remember, we're not just voting for a president in November. The country's also voting for one-third of the Senate and the entire House of Representatives. Mm. And that's a lot of Republican lawmakers who want to be re-elected. So you may, if you were Paul Ryan, conclude that if you had a compromise candidate in place and Donald Trump ran as an independent, you might still lose the presidency, but you weren't going to win it in the first place, but you could at least shore up some of the votes behind Republican Party candidates up on Capitol Hill. I mean, it's a very unpalatable set of choices for the Republican Party, but they left it far too late to act to stop Donald Trump during the primary process, and this is really the last chance saloon for them. They act now in the course of the next 2 or 3 weeks, or they really are stuck with him through until November.
Simon, thank you very much indeed. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.